So in the United Kingdom, there have been more than 155,000 extra deaths over what would have been expected from the start of the pandemic through right now. So that includes 73,000 deaths in 2020, 47,000 in 2021, and just 31,000 last year. So it sounds like the trend there is on the decline, and that's great. Wait, if that were true, but not so fast. Because last year, there were only 4,700 excess deaths in the first half of the year. But guess what? In the second half, that number rose to more than 26,000 excess deaths. In a country of the UK's size, that's the equivalent of 30% more deaths than what were expected. According to the British government's own figures, 7.8% more young adults died in 2022 compared to 2019. So in comparison, for the elderly, deaths went up just 2.5%. So for this disease that supposedly devastates the old and barely touches young people, the actual percent impact on young people was 3 times greater than that of old people. Well, how in the f*** could that be? That doesn't make sense. Not if COVID is the explanation, but you know, COVID is not the explanation. No, it's the jab that the British government was more gung-ho about than any other country, almost. Steve Kirsch is a tech entrepreneur, runs the Steve Kirsch Substack, and is a friend of this program. He joins us now. Steve, how does it make sense? Can you make any sense of this for me? You're an analytical guy.
Well, Stu, the only way it makes sense, of course, is if it's caused by the vaccine, because there isn't any other, but no other explanation has been offered to anyone by the British government.
Sure.
And so there's silence.
Wait, hold on. There's been, let me see.
Oh, global warming?
Longer showers. Showers are too long. Too many video games. Too much sunlight. Out to play too much. And too much red wine. These are all great examples of reasons why they have, you know, young people just keeling over.
Yeah. Well, we call these hand-waving arguments. And the reason is because they don't have any evidentiary support, which means there's no evidence to back it up. Because what you have is, I think it was like a 6x increase from the first half of 2022 to the second half of 2022. How does things like 6x? That's huge. And we're talking about deaths. We're not talking about minor things. You know, to cause a death in young people, that's really hard. You'd have to do something like inject them maybe with a substance that's never been really fully tested or something like that. And so if it's not the vaccine, then what is it? And people aren't explaining that, and they're basically avoiding the question just like they avoid the question in Ontario, Canada. You know, in 2022, sort of a similar thing happened versus 2021. The deaths from COVID actually increased by 39%, and the hospitalizations from COVID increased by 31%. So on a relative basis, the deaths increased more than the hospitalizations, and yet the variants in 2022 were less deadly. Now, nobody in Canada will explain that one either. So we have mysterious deaths in the excess deaths in the UK that are unexplained. And we also have mysterious excess deaths in Canada that are very unexplained. And all the attempts of people to say, oh, well, the reason is this. And then I point out, well, that actually doesn't fit. It actually makes the argument worse. And then they said, well, the reason is this. And then I said, well, it's actually the evidence shows that that can't be. And so all these people who purport to be able to explain it, when they explain it to someone like me, I immediately point out the flaws in their explanation and say, that can't be it. What is the explanation? And I always get silence. I always get, well, now I want you to answer one of my questions instead of them just being able to answer my simple question, which is, what's causing these excess deaths?
When you go and you talk to people, because I know that you're all over the place, looks like you're traveling now, for that matter. When you talk to people,
I'm at the FLCCC conference, actually, in Delaware.
Yeah, so when you talk to people, Steve, you know, not necessarily attendees of the event, because it's kind of an echo chamber. We're all in the same bubble, right? But when you're in different cities and you're out and you're talking to people who aren't at the event, isn't it amazing? And maybe you could tell me something different. People have no idea what's going on. They have no freaking clue what's happening with this shot.
No, that's true. They don't. And in fact, I know we have multiple friends who are now going into being operated on at the effectively about the same time, within weeks of each other. And in one case, one friend is having multiple organs removed. She's having like
previously
five
healthy,
organs.
Previously totally healthy yeah. people. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Do they correlate it at all to the shots?
No. In fact, she thinks I'm a nutcase.
And I've offered to say,
hey, these organs that you're removing, can you have the tissue samples just sent to a pathologist? I'll pay for all the costs. And the answer is no, don't want to participate.
We would not want to admit that we were wrong so that we could help to potentially save millions of other lives.
Correct.
We can't. We weren't duped. As a matter of fact, soon as I'm done with my surgery, actually, while I'm under, they have promised to boost me a few times.
Yeah, there you go.
Just to make sure that I'm safe. Yeah. You know, from what? Safe from COVID-19. Right. And all of its deadly variants that, by the way, were engineered right here in the United States at Fort Detrick and University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. And guess who was firsthand involved, according to the contracts that we have, in the actual engineering of the fake virus? The FDA that approved these bioweapon injections that people are sticking themselves with as some sort of a religious sacrament at this point. What do we do to help to wake people up? I think the strongest dissident voice in American media has now been silenced as part of this long ongoing coup that's taking place in this country as Tucker Carlson was fired from Fox. One of the probably many reasons that he's gone is because one of the advertisers there, Pfizer, didn't really like him questioning or poking around.
Can't imagine. Well, Tucker will come back unleashed now because when he comes back, he will not be constrained about what's on his program.
Yeah, it depends on how long his non-compete, you know, clause was in the contract. If they did satisfy the contract, I got to believe that if Megyn Kelly was offered over $100 million to come back to Fox, God only knows what Tucker's was. I mean, so far this year, and we are in April, the data that we have is $77 million in advertising dollars on Tucker Carlson Tonight. It's really tough to match something like that. So if Fox is going to satisfy the duration of a contract that he just renewed in 2021, you got to imagine that's big dollars, and they're not going to just give that away and then let Tucker go say whatever he wants to say without some sort of contingency in place. So I don't know. There must have been a non-compete. Fox would be foolish for not doing that, I would imagine.
It could be. I don't know.
I predict probably through the end of the very important 2024 election cycle. Anyhow, back to the Pfizer shots, you're not allowed to question them without being shut down. Thank God we're not beholden to a network like Fox, and our advertisers here don't have any creative control. I'll never sell out. But now there's just no dissident voice in media at all. The only guy on television that was questioning these things at all was Tucker Carlson, and he's gone now. So now we have this endless loop of propaganda and fear and, you know, pay to play for Big Pharma to tell people, hey, reminder, it's time to go get your seventh, eighth, whatever it is. Time to water your houseplants and vaccine.
Yeah, safe and effective. So what's troubling, though, is that the media is also censoring Robert F. Kennedy Jr. So he's running for president, and we actually don't get to hear what he says because the ABC News basically wants to make sure that we don't hear anything that could be counter-narrative. So anything that ABC News has a difference of opinion with Robert F. Kennedy on, they'll just cut that from the segment. So you'll hear from Robert F. Kennedy Jr., but they'll cut out the parts that they don't agree with. And after he's elected president, I can just imagine his speeches being covered, and the networks then all blank out anything that they disagree with from a speech by the president.
Well, I sure hope that he's not elected president. I really hope that that doesn't happen. But, you know, you're right. I mean, look, censorship anywhere, any dissenting voice to Pfizer, any dissenting voice to Big Pharma, anybody who rightly calls this a weapon of biowarfare, I know that you don't want to go there, neither does RFK, but that's exactly what it is. It's a weapon of biowarfare. And they're deploying this thing, and accountability, if you start talking about trying these people for the deaths that they know they're now causing and then are continuing to cause them, if you start talking about, you know, hanging them after they're convicted of this, Yeah, we can't have that either. So what do we do, Steve? I mean, going around to FLCCC events, it's great because you're doing your part, but is it changing anything, really?
Well, it's helping to educate more people about what's going on, and people are pretty stunned. I mean, for example, at this conference, I talked to a doctor who has 3,000 patients, and he mentioned that the patients that got vaccinated, he specializes in Lyme disease, and he said that his patients who got vaccinated, 90% of his patients who got vaccinated then had horrible reactions to the vaccine in terms of their Lyme disease getting much worse.
Of course.
We're talking not 5%, not 4%, not a small minority. We're talking 90% of his patients are suffering because they took the
And of course, you looked at him and you weren't shocked or surprised at all. And he probably looked at you like you were a stone cold psychopath.
No. I mean, we know each other. So
yeah,
neither of us were surprised. I was actually surprised that it was 90%. I thought it might be 60 or 70%. 90% is extraordinary. I've not heard that from a doctor before in terms of percentage of patients.
Yeah. This is what happens when you're injected with a bioweapon. This is what happens. You know, I see your point here, and events like this are important because it reinvigorates the urgency from everybody that's there and those doctors. I'm hoping and praying that they're going back into their communities when they leave these events and that they're actually educating people in their communities so that this is an exponentially growing awareness that's happening.
Absolutely. You know, we pointed out, I interviewed Asim Malhotra here, and I asked him, hey, has anybody gone from being anti-vax and then learning and then looking at the data firsthand and then switching to say, oh, I was wrong. I was just believing these anti-vaxxers. But when I looked at the data, it's clear that these vaccines are working. There are no counterexamples. There are no prominent people.
That sounds like a mental health issue. Anybody that would do that should probably be evaluated.
You know, the other thing I wanted to chat about is the Cleveland Clinic study. You know, that study has been out for a long time, and it basically showed that the more vaccines that you got, the more likely you were to get COVID. And so it's precisely the opposite of what we were told. And then when I asked people to say, hey, you know, this shows that the vaccines are causing harm, they say, well, you see, that was only done in healthcare workers, and it was only 51,000 healthcare workers at the Cleveland Clinic of working age, and so it really only applies to healthcare workers. And so my response to that is, okay, have it your way. If it just applies to healthcare workers, then every hospital in the entire world should now have a reverse vaccine mandate. And that means that if you're vaccinated,
you're not allowed to work here. Yeah.
Yeah, you're not allowed to work here until you become unvaccinated.
Yeah, that's right.
So until they put the shot in and they can extract out all of the vaccine and turn you into an unvaccinated person, then you can come back to work.
Unfortunately, can't do it. And I wish the people who developed this thing would be in the lab right now thinking about ways to undo the damage that has been done and inflicted and the death that has been, I mean, the destruction of people's immune systems. I mean, the super cancers that we are seeing, Ryan Cole talks about them. We're seeing, you know, Dr. James Thorpe, which is, I mean, this guy is just an amazing man. OBGYN, 43 years of experience. Never, ever in his life has he seen more fetal deaths, more stillbirths, more terminated pregnancies, more murder of the unborn and newly born innocent children than what we're seeing right now. It's God awful.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've independently verified that. I've talked to, there's a funeral director in my area. And she services UCSF, and her rates of perinatal death, so around the time of either slightly before the baby is born or slightly after the baby is born, those rates have skyrocketed in terms of the number of cases that they're seeing by 20x.
Yeah.
So that is just a huge number. And of course, the institutions aren't talking about it. And of course, the funeral directors aren't talking about it publicly either, because they know if they did that, that they wouldn't get any more business from UCSF. So they're quiet about it.
Boy.
And so it's not appearing on any media at all.
Yeah.
But this 20x rise, I mean, this is something, they're typically only 5 per 1,000 births will end up with a death like this. And now it's 20 times that number. It's
the
about,
people who know and are not saying anything should be added to the list. And I'm telling you, this Nuremberg 2 is going to be a busy event. I mean, we're going to have like, I'm picturing big turkey legs, you know, people walking around, popcorn, selling tickets for VIP yep. front row access.
I was thinking, Stu, that maybe you might want to start selling tickets.
Yeah, just a bunch of guys hanging around. You know, I think it'll be great. It'll be wonderful. It'll be like a big playground for adults, except for the only activity that'll be allowed on the playground is swinging. Maybe guillotines. I like that too. Firing squads. Let's just do it all.
Yeah, well,
decide
know,
what
I,
people
I,
like
I think
the
we
most.
Need, we need to respect the laws that we have, and we either change the laws.
We don't have any law. We don't have the rule of law in this country. Any rule of law would have jailed these people already immediately. Everybody who helped to deploy this thing, everybody who lied about it, everything that we know about this right now, the evidence is there. If we had actual laws that had enforcement mechanisms and we were a serious country at all, we would have extradited these people from wherever they are in the world right here. We would have speedily put them in trial. And when found guilty, we would have put bullets in their brains for the amount of children that they have killed in this country. I got to go. Out of time. Steve Kirsch, thank you so much. We appreciate you being here.
My pleasure, Stu. Good to be here.
When all of this COVID tyranny began, one man saw early on what would happen if people didn't stand up for their God-given rights. Supporter and sponsor of this show, Christopher Key, took the school boards to demand that our kids be unmasked and free. He's leading the charge to take America back. He confronts corrupt corporations and fraud pharmacists through peaceful protests, providing supplements like IGF-1 and his pain and energy chips, and mobilizing activism to take down tyranny. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on upcoming activism and products to keep your loved ones safe. That's vaccine-police.com. Again, vaccine-police.com.
For healthcare you can trust, go to heroicdoctors.com and connect with the trusted and unbiased doctors of the Wellness Company. This is the future of medical care. Access to top-flight healthcare from anywhere by visiting heroicdoctors.com and the Wellness Company. You get uncensored content, virtual appointments with trusted medical professionals, doctors who aren't scared to follow protocols that keep you healthy, a real pharmacy that will fill your prescriptions, exclusive treatment packages, vaccine exemption letters, world-class supplements, healthcare products, and so much more. The last few years have proven just how broken our healthcare system is. Access to real medicine shouldn't be dictated by who you know or where you live. Break the power of Big Pharma and keep you and your family safe. Go to heroicdoctors.com and join today.